Time now to take five for your community, a service of WAMW. And our guest on the phone today is Cindy Barber with the U.S. Census. Good morning, Cindy.
Hello, good morning.
Today is officially Census Day, right?
It is Census Day, and I want to thank everyone, along with my partner at the county level, Tom McCracken. We're serving as your complete count committee chairman, and we are excited to be supporting the county and the city of Washington in getting those census numbers to the government.
Now, Cindy, this is something that takes absolutely very little time, and it is so important that everybody do this.
It's so important, and here's the thing, Dwayne. We've been doing it since 1790. I mean, it's in the Constitution, so it's a government mandate. You're required to fill out the census, and there's lots of ways to fill it out this year. First and foremost, online. It's quick, easy, less than 10 minutes. Get online and fill out the census. They're actually in phase three, so people should have received by now a letter in the mail with your number. And if you don't have that, you can still go online and you put your address in, because they count it by your address, and then you fill in the people. So pretty easy this year, and this is the first time they've done it this way, so we're getting a good response rate.
Well, and talk about the importance of this, what this means for, and let's break it down to locally, right here in Daviess County and Washington and our community.
Sure. So it does two things. It assures the government represents the people, so the census decides the number of seats that are in the House of Representatives for each state, and then it also breaks down districts. So based on the population count from the census, it could change or adjust Congress and our state districts. So that's important, because we want to be represented. And then the second piece is the data. So there's billions of federal dollars that are granted out to all kinds of communities across the nation based on the census. So if we have an accurate count, we have a better chance of getting those dollars for our roads, our schools, emergency response. We need it, and we're going to need it now more than ever. I keep thinking it's definitely important now, as important as it was before.
Well, and you know, Cindy, the thing is, we've got the extra time on our hands right now as we continue to stay in place and during this quarantine, you know?
I personally think that's helping. The census has adjusted some of their deadlines. But their goal is by the end of the year to have the numbers to President Trump, and then in April is when they do the apportionment to the government, so they figure that out. They're pushing out. You won't see people knocking on your door, obviously, but that will still happen this summer. So as soon as they get the go-ahead, if you haven't completed it, you're going to get knocked on your door six times. I mean, they're still going to go the old-fashioned route once they figure out who's not responding online or in mail, the right by mail.
And what do you hear, what is the naysayers out there who refuse to do this? Do they think that it's somehow government watching over them, or why would anybody not do this, I guess, Cindy, would be my question.
Well, I think some people don't realize the impact. I don't, you know, or maybe do question some intentions of the government, possibly. I do want to point out, I mean, there's been concerns for our immigrant population. What are they going to do with that information? It's really, honestly, as important. It's important to count everyone, because we want everyone to have equal access to especially to the programs that are out there to support our community. So it's and so that's the thing. If you don't fill it out online or mail it in, someone will be knocking on your door, and those are the census workers and that's giving our folks in our community jobs, and those are really, really good paying jobs. So anyway, to me, it's all good, but that's how I think. So it's all good. And there is a phone number. So I've had that question come up. Folks that haven't seen, so you got a paper version you could send in. That's going to come out again in April if people prefer to mail it in. But you can also call and just go over the phone. And it's in 13 languages, and it covers the languages I know of that folks speak in Daviess County. So lots of ways to get support. And if you go online, 2020census.gov has just tons of great information. I just looked up our response rate. So the Indiana average rate of response right now is 40.1, and Daviess County is at 49.1% respondents. So that is, we have led the southwestern part of the state for the last 2 weeks that we've been counting the response rate, and that's great too. So we're not there yet, but we are solid in our response, and I'm really impressed by that. And I hope that it's helping the people. I'm with you. They're staying home. They've got some time, and there's great ads on social media. So I'm going to throw out there to our organizations. if you're a census partner and you've been attending meetings and you've been out there supporting the census, at 10 o'clock this morning, post something about Census Day. They're asking everyone across the nation who is considered a census partner to go online at 10 and shoot out some message about the importance of the census. And the Census Bureau has great social media posts. Some of our schools have been posting some incredible things. So 10 o'clock this morning, shoot out something about the census. You filled it out, the importance, and it is important to the community. It's not just numbers. It really is important.
And how often do we do this again, Cindy?
Every 10 years. So this is the 24th time, and we've been doing it for 230 years.
All right. Well, great information, Cindy Barber. Sure. Again, thanks for your efforts in leading the way here in Daviess County. Get your census filled out. It's painless. It takes just a little bit of time, but it's so important to get those numbers out there. Go to the website. What's the website one more time?
The website is 2020census.gov, and the phone number is 1-844-330-2020. 1-844-330-2020, and someone can talk you through, and there are 13 languages you can fill it out in. So hopefully that meets everybody's needs. Thanks so much, Dwayne. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about the census one more time.
All right, Cindy, you have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
And that is Take 5 for your community on WAMW.